Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we finished verses 9 through 11. Today, we will be starting with verse 12.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, coming to you from the studios of the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida, where we put forward the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. And I'm glad that you're joining us today for another broadcast as we continue in our series in the study of the book of James. And today, I hope that you have your Bible, and I hope that you have pencil and paper. We're going to spend a few days looking at just one verse. James chapter 1, verse 12. I have titled this, Blessed Endurance. In some portions of the country, they say blessed instead of blessed. Well, then blessed endurance. So however you say it, that's the title for our text of James chapter 1, verse 12, as we do a verse-by-verse study of the book of James. Now, let me also just add to what we've already been doing over the last few years of our radio ministry, is that our purpose in this radio ministry is to rightly divide the Word of God. We're not trying to enhance anybody's position, but rather we're trying to present to you the mind of God from the Word of God, preaching the Word of God and teaching the Word of God as it is to men as they are. We do believe that God's Word is a lamp and a light unto our path. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. So we want to teach it as it is. Today you have many people in radio ministries with very, very good personalities. Their presentations would far exceed mine. If I don't have the power of God, or if I don't have you folks praying for me and just asking God's power and guidance, I will not be able to compete, if we wanted to use the word compete, with these other types of ministry. Because our ministry is not going to justify the actions of the flesh and call it liberty. And so I just want to remind you that as we teach and preach the Word, we don't water it down. We don't try to skip that which may be hard, but we just try to see the Word of God as it is to men as they are, because we understand that although society may change, God never changes. His Word never changes. And just like the people of 2,000 years ago will be called into an account, so will I. So will you. And we will be responsible for the things commanded and contained in this Word, whether or not we use the excuse of this modern era to try to justify our disobedience or our liberalizing of its commands. So my friend, let me encourage you to pray for this ministry, but also to follow along as we study, verse by verse, take notes, and grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, if you have your good old Bible there, your King James Bible, and a pencil and paper, please follow along and listen as I read. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. The first 11 verses here of James chapter 1 have dealt with things that try us. It told us to count it all joy when we go through these trials. The next few verses will look at us blaming God instead of self for mishandling those trials. Verse 12 is the promise of eternal reward for those who endure. As a result, we call this blessed endurance. Now, first, let us consider some word meanings and cross-references in this verse, verse 12 here of James chapter 1. The first cross-reference is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. And there it says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now notice there, we're to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of both the flesh, that is the things done in the body, and the spirit, that inward thing that goes on. And we're to try to perfect or mature holiness in both the flesh and the spirit. And we're to do that in the fear of God. Endure, my friend, because you have the promises of God. Cleanse yourself because you have the promises of God. God's promises are sure. There is no chance of failure. And that's why our text in James 1:12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. The next verse to look at is found in Revelation chapter 21, as a matter of fact, verses 6 and 7. There we read, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. And he shall be my son. Now, my friend, there are trials we must overcome by faith. That is, by a faith that works. That is, a faith that acts upon the commands of the Word of God. Overcoming in these trials, overcoming through our temptations, helps with the inheritance, and it builds the inheritance. And we see here, he that overcomes shall inherit all things. Oh, what a special promise that is. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 is another cross-reference here to James 1:12. There we read, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, in the tribulation, when men are tried, and in these days when evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, the scriptural exhortation is to endure. We're reminded of Job chapter 23, verse 10, where Job says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And hallelujah for that. Now, my friend, keep your eyes on the promises of God. Even if it seems as Job, you think that God is not talking to you. God is not listening to you. You just stick true and rely on His Word, because God honors His Word. Now let us consider some words in this verse, verse 12 of James chapter 1. He says, blessed is the man that endureth. And the word endureth is defined as to remain under, to endure or sustain a load of miseries, adversities, persecutions, or provocations in faith and patience. Actually, this word in the Greek is the verb form of the word patience. So it's no wonder that these definitions all apply to this word endureth. So he says, blessed is the man that endureth. That is the man that sustains this load of miseries and adversities and persecutions and provocations. And he does it in faith and patience. And he goes on to say, for when he is tried. Now the word tried in the Greek lexicon is defined as to be proved or tried. As metal is tried by fire. It refers to being approved as acceptable, having been proved in the furnace of adversity. And so again, we find that when he is tried, other words, when the fires have refined him, he's gone through the furnace of adversity, then he shall receive the crown of life. And it says, the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Now the word love comes from the root of the Greek word agape. Here it has the idea of directing the will so as to find one's joy in something or someone. That word is also in a Greek tense called the present participle, which indicates a continuous or a repeated action. In other words, this word love here in James chapter 1, verse 12, is a love that keeps on loving, that keeps on finding its joy in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, can you really say in your heart, I love the Lord, and you really mean that? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And love with Jesus Christ is an active thing. Remember, he ever lives to make intercession for you and me. Sometimes people in a relationship say, well, I'm the one that's doing all the giving. In keeping his commandments, you will never still be the one doing all the giving. You won't be doing most of the giving. Jesus will always be the one giving. And you will never, never outgive the Lord because you'll never outlove the Lord. However, we can keep on loving him. And we find that this crown of life is promised to those that love him. And when they love him, they endure temptation. Now, this verse is very important to us in these the last days, because evil and iniquity abounds. And we must understand that every decision that you or I make for the Lord Jesus Christ will be tried. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.